Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful that you're with me again today, and I know that you're being blessed by the Word of God as it enters into your soul, your heart, your mind. I just know that you're just being changed from the inside out toward the ways of God, and that's what we want to pray today as we begin our study. Lord, we want to be greater than we are right now, and Lord, the only way that we can get that way is that you change us. So Heavenly Father, today we yield ourselves to you to be taught by your Holy Spirit, guided into the truth, and empowered by your Spirit to live according to that truth so that we might live lives that are pleasing to you. We bless you and we thank you for your word today and the ultimate change that it will make in our lives. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is More of Epaphroditus' Sickness. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 27. As Paul the Apostle wrote to the church located in Philippi, he desired to send Timothy and Epaphroditus, their pastor, to be with him. Epaphroditus was concerned for them because they had heard he was sick. And in chapter 2 and verse 27 of the letter to the Philippians, we see just how sick he was. We read, "For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." The verse begins, "For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death." Rather than being a cold or the flu or some temporary sickness, Epaphroditus was sick nigh unto death, which means to be weak, feeble, to be without strength or powerless, almost to the dying state. In other words, Epaphroditus was so sick that he was close to death. When we see the level of his sickness, we can understand more fully the level of the Philippian church's concern for him. The verse goes on to say, "But God had mercy on him." Though Epaphroditus was so sick, but, declares the beginning of the alteration, God had mercy on him. Even though his sickness had the better of Epaphroditus, God's mercy, which means to help one afflicted or seeking aid, was superior. The verse continues, "And not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." Paul adds that God's mercy was upon him as well as Epaphroditus, because he would have had sorrow upon sorrow, which means pain and grief upon pain and grief, if Epaphroditus would not have survived. It was difficult enough for Paul to be in a prison for sharing the gospel, and to have Epaphroditus die while he was there would only have added to the troubles that Paul was experiencing. Once again, as we consider this man Epaphroditus, we may be challenged in our own lives. Do we love people in the manner and concern of these Philippians, or even as the Apostle Paul? If Epaphroditus would have died, Paul would have had sorrow upon sorrow. Do we have people in our lives who we'd place in that category? Perhaps we are sick and are in need of God's mercy. Do we have people who are as concerned over us as the church members in Philippi were over Epaphroditus? One thing is certain, these relationships set a standard for us to emulate. And maybe our prayer should be, Heavenly Father, help us to love others and be concerned for them as these examples have been before our eyes. Next time, Paul says more about Epaphroditus' return, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.